Hi guys, we're on the back roads of Arkansas, and check out that barn behind us. That is absolutely adorable. So today I want to talk to you about a story, a parable that Jesus told. You can find it over in Luke chapter 15, starting with verse 11. It's a familiar story about the prodigal son that asked his father for his inheritance. His father gave it to him, and off he went to a far country, and man, he went through that money. He made his own decisions and it felt good. It felt good being his own man. And it wasn't long until he was in a mess, literally, because he wound up feeding pigs and literally starving to death. And he realized what a big mistake he had made, how wrong he had been against his father. And you know the rest of the story. He gets up, he repents, and he goes back to his father. But when we read that story, we need to think the times that we have maybe been wasteful. We have been wasteful maybe with our time, our talents, our money, wasted our very lives on seeking pleasure and satisfaction from this old world, making our own decisions and at the time feeling good about making them because we're our own person. And that felt good. Nobody telling us what to do. Didn't have to seek God because we knew what we were doing. You know, when we get to that point, and sometimes we wind up in a literal mess, we need to cry out to God and we need to repent and turn and walk in that right direction. Over in Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." See, God wants us to put him first. And when he's first, then we will use our time, our money, our talents, and our very lives for him. And those things he's talking about our needs will come and our desires will change, and we will have peace and joy that this world cannot give. Guys, I would encourage you to read the story about the prodigal son over in Luke chapter 15 and read our verse, Matthew 6:33. And until next time, sweet dreams and night night.